Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to InfoScoop Live. Hello, I'm Susan Violante. I'm your host for today. I'm really excited to be speaking on the phone with Amazon best-selling author Leona DeRosa Bodie. Leona was a senior training specialist for the University of Miami Jackson Medical Center, where she presented 400 seminars. Currently, a regional director for the Florida Writers Association, Leona also served for 2 years under executive staff as vice president. Her biggest surprise and most memorable milestone was when Gelati Scoop recognized her first novel, Shadow K, as one of the top 35 novels of the year, and she landed on the list alongside such giants as James Patterson, David Baldacci, and Daniel Silva. Her latest thriller, Glimpse of Sunlight, also written with G.E. Gardiner, is a high-octane thriller based on true events featuring Jonathan Dickinson, an unlikely 17th-century adventurer forced into an underground rebellion. But before we start, let's learn a little bit more about Leona. Leona DeRosa Bodie decided the novel churning around in her brain for 15 years really deserved her attention, so he left her job to write full-time. Her first novel, Shadow K, went on to become an Amazon bestseller. Since Leona's emergence on the thriller suspense scene in 2010 and winning 6 literary awards, she has been praised for her ability to create action and intrigue. Her work, says Bella Online mystery editor Eddie Dykman, sets a strong pace from the start with riveting action and dialogue. A strong believer of writers, helpers, writers, Leona is the Florida Writers Association regional director and past vice president. For more information on Leona and her latest book, visit her website at www.jonathandickinson.org, and that is JONATHANDICKINSON.org. Hi, Leona. How you doing?
Hi, Susan. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're joining us today. I have to say it was such a pleasure meeting you in person in Florida in April, and I was really looking forward to this interview.
Oh, I meet you. I can't get over you're the world traveler there.
Leona, for our listeners, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I honestly have re-engineered myself about 5 or 6 times. I have evolved from a brokerage professional to a teacher to a Amazon bestseller, and even before that, a corporate executive. So I guess I've been a master or mistress of many different careers.
Isn't that fun, though?
It is fun. And, you know, today things are changing so quickly. Technology needs, that's necessary, too. You know, you can't always just stay in the same scenario, not always.
I agree. And, you know, each experience will enrich your life at the same time. And each experience that we live through is actually it actually comes about as a life choice that we make. So I am very curious because I found it very interesting, your contribution with literacy, and I wonder how did illiteracy become such a big mission in your life? How did that change all your life choices and careers?
You know, it's something that started at a very, very young age, and reading. Well, right now I believe that reading is a passion that starts the moment you share a book with a child. And that's how it began for me. Growing up with 4 siblings, I had a house full of books, from novels to magazines to encyclopedias. I have to say I credit my mom with this, instilling a love of reading in me. And although she was of Portuguese descent, which is her first tongue, she loved the English language, and she made sure that we did, too. And what I didn't know until I became a teenager was that my father was illiterate. And when I saw how well he could hide his personal challenges, then I understood those clues. And that very much determined, so I talked about re-engineering myself, very much determined my future and the journeys that I took. I eventually became an English teacher. And I have to say that my mother instilling that love of reading and learning, and when I could see, you know, the problems that illiteracy posed for my father, you know, very much determined my direction. And perhaps beyond that, my passion for wanting to help youth and children to enhance their writing and reading skills.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, because we did speak when we met about the Florida Writers Association's youth writers. And how did you get involved in that, and what is it all about?
Well, I had taught for probably 5 years, and then I worked as a certified senior human resources professional and a training specialist. And basically what I was doing was bringing training and development opportunities to the workplace. But once I took a leave of absence to write the great American novel, I joined the Florida Writers Association and was later appointed vice president. And I started a movement, an initiative, to launch the Florida Writers Association Youth Writers Program, which was I saw it as a division that was for members under 18 and their parents and program leaders. And it's a new initiative that delivers creative writing workshops to children and teens at their local schools and community centers. And they join the program and they attend specialized workshops. And basically the program's mission is to cultivate their creativity, develop their reading, but more their writing ability, and to learn the building blocks of storytelling and to develop and work as a team with other young, talented young writers. And they are amazing. They really are.
I found it very interesting because most of us, when we're talking about literacy, we only think about the skills of reading. And we don't realize, you know, that the writing has a big part of being somebody that is literate as well, because it's, it helps you with your communication skills, not just in writing, but when you spend time writing and practicing and learning vocabulary and how to use the words to convey a message, it helps you even on your verbal communication. So I was very impressed by what you're doing there, and I think it's wonderful.
It's something that was given to me, and I feel like it's moving, passing it forward, if that makes any sense, you know, playing it forward.
Is there a website that our listeners can visit to see how they can help?
Absolutely. It's the FloridaWritersAssociation.net, and if you go to the top tab, just look for youth. And it describes the program, and they can do a lot of different things. I mean, they can do it through the Florida Writers Association, or they can get involved in other ways. With the Florida Writers Association, they could join us as chapter leaders or volunteers or presenters. But even apart from the Florida Writers Association, I don't know a school out there that wouldn't welcome volunteers to work with the children. Not at all. I mean, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I am very impressed by your bio because you're not only giving back the community through this, you were also an English teacher. You have changed your career I don't know how many times, and you have, like you said, re-engineer yourself, but you have done so successfully. I mean, look at you. You have you're actually a bestseller in Amazon with your first book, and then now with Glimpse of Sunlight, you are a Kindle bestseller as well. I mean, how do you go about, you know, re-engineering yourself so successfully?
You know, I don't know that there's a magic formula for that other than a belief that we can... I was raised with, I guess my mother had the philosophy, my parents had the philosophy that you can do anything that you put your mind to. So I was raised without any kind of feeling of limitation. And I very, very strongly believe none of us have any limitations unless those that we place on ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the mindset that really helps a lot, that if there's something that you have a passion, anyone has a passion to do, to just go out and do it and try it. You never know what you can accomplish unless you go out there and try it. And I guess I've always had that mentality instilled in me that, you know, that I could go out and do it if that's what I really wanted to do. And, you know, for some reason, some of the times it was because I had a passion for doing that transformation. Other times it was just economics. When I graduated from college, there in New Jersey, there weren't a lot of opportunities for English teachers or teachers in general. There just happened to be a period of time there for a year or two. There was a glut. And so I thought, okay, I'll try something else. And I did. I worked for a brokerage firm. And lo and behold, I was very comfortable with it. It was very exciting. It was in the financial district in San Francisco. And I guess probably about a year later, I got a phone call offering me a opportunity to teach. So it worked out anyway. And I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. I did, after that year in the brokerage firm, go into, you know, teaching full time. But, you know, sometimes I just think it's just being open to opportunities and knowing what you want to do and feeling like you can do it.
And wanting to try new things. I know about that because I've taken a lot of opportunities as well that some came out great and some weren't that great, but I never regretted taking any of them. And
I have to say I agree with you. You know, it all goes back into that learning toolbox. And frankly, I think, you know, whether it works or whether it doesn't work, it helps because we know what not to do. And not to mention the fact that it's also wonderful, wonderful ammunition, if you will, or wonderful, wonderful experiences to include, in your writing, making it very, you know, flesh and blood and very realistic. I think that, you know, readers can very much relate to those kinds of experiences when they're grounded in reality.
Yeah, and, you know, it's grounded in reality, but at the same time, you know, if there's a little bit of a dreamer inside us, then make us even go further. And I think mm-hmm. that you are a great example because not many of our listeners don't know, but Leona, you went sailing in the Bahamas, which is basically one of my multiple dreams that I haven't realized yet, except for a little short cruise that I took.
You've got to do it. You've got to do it. Trust me on that one.
But then I see the realization. I mean, both of your books have to do with sailing, or the historical novel that you just came out, Gleams of Sunlight, is even, a historical fiction from the Bahamas. And so you can live your dreams and even materialize something from it, I think. How did you come about to realizing your dream to sail the Bahamas?
That was an interesting scenario. I was working full time as vice president for a brokerage firm in South Florida, and it was a very responsible position. I headed the department. I had a team that reported to me, and I honestly knew that I had to write this novel that was in my head for about 15 years. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? So I decided after doing this for about 6 years that I couldn't hold off any longer. It's something I had to do. So I went to my boss and I said to him, you know, I really feel like I have to write the great American novel. And in order to do that, I'm requesting a leave of absence for a year. I had no idea what he would respond, react or so on and so forth. There's no one else, you know, had ever done that before. And he said, Leona, if that's what you want to do, go absolutely, you can do it. I said, you can take an unpaid leave of absence for a year. And at the end of that year, if you want to come back, you can. If you want to, move ahead with your writing career, I totally understand. So I that I definitely had the opportunity to try it out for size. And so we went out and we bought a 33-foot sailboat.
Wow.
It was a Morgan Out Island. And probably about a week after my leave of absence began, we hopped in the boat and sailed to the Bahamas and cruised almost 2,000 miles.
Wow.
And it was wonderful because it was everything that we expected it to be. It was deep in the heart of the southern Bahamas. We were surrounded by the most incredible water. I mean, just absolute crystalline water with these unspoiled white beaches and these surreal sunsets. And it was wonderful. It was just amazing. It was, and then I was able to also research some of the islands. Some of the islands were inhabited and some of them were not. There's about 700, believe it or not, 700 islands and islets. And it was just the absolute best place to write with wonderful wonderful views and no interruptions. In fact, some of the uninhabited islands, you feel like it's yours. You feel like, you know, you throw out the anchor and you sit there and you see these marvelous beaches and nobody there. It's just, you know, it feels like, oh my gosh, this is ours, you know. It's wonderful.
I can't imagine how profound that experience can change a person. I mean, because it's basically living in the moment, you know, for enjoying every single thing, detail for a certain amount of time without thinking about anything else. I think it sounds so amazing.
It is. I mean, if you have a desire to do that, you won't regret it. It's just, and there's so many ways you can do it. I mean, we ended up getting our own sailboat and sailing there. But I mean, there are wonderful companies there where you can just fly over and then rent a sailboat or a motorboat or whatever you feel like and try it for a week or two. We actually did it for almost 3 months.
Wow.
And it's something that I'll never regret. It's something that it touched me and it influenced me and it drove me. And I ended up writing Shadow Key, my thriller, in 2 months. It was done.
You know, I think that you're a perfect example of not just of pursuing your dreams, but actually taking them into account. Because a lot of people start pursuing their dreams and then life hits, you know, and then you get kidnapped by life and then you postpone them first and then you just forget about them. But what would you tell somebody that's right there, you know, that has those dreams but is not acting upon it?
I have to say that I've been there, and I've been in exactly that same situation where, for example, I knew that I wanted to write for a long, long time, and but by the time that I was married and I had two kids and I had to work 60 hours a week and so on and so forth, it left very, very little time. In fact, funny story, my husband and I totally couldn't afford the house of our dreams, so we ended up building it ourselves. We ended up going to the library and getting Time Life magazine. I'm going to tell you. So, I mean, you add that on top of everything else that life throws at you. It's just like, oh, like, where am I going to fit in writing, which was my dream? And where am I going to fit in that great American novel? And I have to say to you that I did postpone it. You know, if I could have done that in my, you know, my 20s, I would have done it. But I would say to someone who has these dreams and these passions and whatnot that you'll do it. And, you know, don't be discouraged if the time frame isn't exactly the minute or second that you want it to be. You will fit it in, and that's what I did. I mean, it wasn't, you know, if I could have done it earlier, I would have. But I certainly made sure that it happened, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, don't get discouraged. Just do it. You know, you will get to it. If it's something that you really want, you will make it happen.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where persistence becomes the biggest quality that you can have, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you persist. And
and we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Inside Scoop Live is a global internet-based broadcast specializing in interviewing published authors about their current books and areas of expertise. Join us and hear both well-known and upcoming writers talking candidly about their life experience as well as the business of being an author in today's literary world. Always interesting and current, we strive to bring our audience high-quality discussions that spotlight a vast diversity of authors in the field today. Our interviews are available 24/7 through Direct Podcast as well as MP3 download for your convenience. Please visit us on InsideScoopLive.com.
Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Today I'm talking with Leona DeRosa Bode, co-author of Glimpse of Sunlight. Stay tuned because we are going to continue this fun and insightful conversation with Leona about how illiteracy drove her life choices, sailing through the Bahamas, and her passion and work with the Florida Writers Association's Youth Writers Program. But in the meantime, you can check out her book, Glimpse of Sunlight, by visiting www.jonathandickinson.org, and that is JonathanDickinson.org. It's funny, we just went through my daughter's graduation, and I am all for what she wants to do because I am a very humanistic type of person, and she wants to do a master on social work and work against you know, the human trafficking and try to change policies and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
And my husband
my
is
gosh,
like, oh,
what a
yeah.
Mission. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is wonderful. And I think that this is a time to do what you want. And if you're passionate, you will be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is now, you know, this is the now where there's no kids, there's no postponing. You know? And my husband is like, well, what about law school? And I'm like, well, she can do that when she has kids. She,
but it's so true. It's so true. I mean, now there's no distractions.
Mm-hmm.
I applaud her for going in that direction, but I also applaud her for following her dreams. And I think if I would have done anything differently, I think I probably would have gotten involved with writing novels.
Mm-hmm.
While I was in college, in high school. And, you know, with today's technology, it's possible, you know. And it's interesting, your daughter's choice of career, because certainly technology, you know, I would imagine would help do so many things that couldn't be accomplished 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
Yes. And, you know, it's a wonderful tool. All these technology that we have with the Internet, it's a wonderful tool for anything, not just writing or publishing or any
uh-huh.
writer's dreams that we have, but you can actually affect the world quicker. You know, you can travel the world from your desk, you know.
Uh-huh.
There's just so many opportunities without even leaving your house, of leaving your mark. It's basically what I think that this technology has done. And some of us like doing those things by using storytelling and using our experience and sharing life lessons that way. And some other people, hopefully we'll really do it in a more practical way and change policy and make things better for a certain group of society. Either way, it's always giving back when you follow your dreams because you're living your life purpose, I think.
And I think it makes such a global difference. Because of all the things that you just said, that the access we have to technology and international impact, you know, you can touch the world today, even if you don't leave your town. You know, it's just amazing. It's amazing just how powerful the written word is. It's amazing how powerful the internet is, and how you can do that outreach. You know, it's an amazing tool. It really is.
And, you know, you don't have to write a self-help book to change somebody or to put through your message. If you look at your book, for example, and I read your book, as you know, I review your book, Glimpse of Sunlight,
And you might not know this, but my husband actually read Shadow K, and he loved it.
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he loved it. And, you know, I found on Glyphs and Sunlight, you know, it's a historical fiction, but I found so many life lessons with what the characters were going through. And, you know, it's amazing how many things you can learn from a fiction novel. So imagine if it, you know, is based on a history event, or it makes it more real in your mind, and your book is wonderful. And for our listeners, I really encourage you to visit Leona's website and check out her book. And the website is I'm going to take it from the start.
Well, Jonathan has one, though.
There you go. And I encourage all of our listeners to check out Glimpse of Sunlight at www.jonathandickinson.org. And again, it's jonathandickinson.org. It's a wonderful book, which I really enjoyed. And Leona, how did this collaboration, because this is not a book that you wrote on your own, you have a couple of collaborators, how did that come about?
That was an odd story. I had finished Shadow Key and was 75% through the sequel to Shadow Key when Glenn Gardner approached me about writing a book about Jonathan Dickinson, and particularly his leaving Jamaica and shipwrecking along Florida's coast and being captured by cannibal Indians. And I said, you know, I wished him luck with it, frankly, but I just didn't want to stop what I was doing to jump into something else. And then he said to me, listen, I've read Shadow Key, and I love your action scenes. I love the suspense and the twists and turns. And I really think that this book would appeal to you. And he says, listen, it has a tropical storm. It has a hurricane. It has a earthquake. It has a mudslide. It has a tsunami. It has a shipwreck, and it has cannibal Indians, and it's all true. Okay. I said, it sounds like it has enough action for me. So anyway, I did. I left, She's a Fury, actually, in hanging, with the intention I was going to write both at the same time. And but the truth of the matter is that even though I started doing both, continuing the novel I was working on, and that, I found myself actually spending more time on Glimpse. So I decided, well, let me just do that. I'll focus on that. And so Glenn and I actually did that collaboration, but we lucked upon an international maritime artist. His name is Steve Latucci, and just amazing, amazing artist who carries no inventory because it's all sold out. And he had read Shadow Key and really enjoyed the book and said, you know, I'd like to illustrate your new book. And actually, Glenn is the one that set this whole thing up with Steve. And we said, yeah, absolutely, and it sounds like a wonderful opportunity. So that's how it ended up, that's how the production team ended up for Glimpse of Sunlight. And, you know, the funny part about it is we decided that originally Glenn's vision was to do, you know, what I said, leaving the voyage and the follow-up in Florida. But as we started researching, we found a tale that was just teeming with rebellion and romance and colorful characters and all this kind of stuff. And this was even before he left the island. Mm-hmm. And we thought, I've got to write about that. I mean, it was such an amazing story.
That's awesome. And I must say, you know, I have never collaborated with anybody on my writing. And I just am afraid that it's going to be very difficult. And and was really afraid. I've always been afraid of, I'm a loner, I guess, to collaborate. Mm-hmm. But in this case, I mean, Glitz of Sunlight, it came about perfect because you all are so talented. And, you know, the different styles came together and made a wonderful story, a very well-written novel. But at the same time, you included those graphics that are wonderful and enhanced somehow the book. Sometimes people think illustrations are for kids. Well, let me tell you, the enhancement of having some illustrations on this novel was awesome for me. And so I really encourage you have a place where in your website where people can check out even Steve's illustrations, and they can check out a book trailer also about the book. So again, I invite all of our listeners to visit jonathandickinson.org and check it out. We're running out of time, unfortunately, Leona, but I always like to ask all of my authors when I bring them into the show, what is that one lesson that you learned that you wish you would have had or known before you publish?
I think I learned the most from my early books, and I think the biggest, I don't care how well you write or how wonderful you think your story is, it is so important. It's critical to make sure that the manuscript is professionally edited mm-hmm. before you even entertain the thought of shopping it to, you know, traditional publishers or acquisition editors, or even if you are independently publishing it. That step is so critical. I have a great deal of knowledge about the English language, being an English teacher and grammar rules and all that kind of good stuff like that, but we have blinders when it comes to our own writing. The things that we would recognize or the things that I would recognize in someone else's writing, I may not necessarily catch them my own. Mm-hmm. So I think the single most important thing is, you know, if you want to write, and once you're finished and you have a product that you're really proud of and that you really want to get out there, get a professional editor, not a relative, but someone who knows what they're doing to review it, and it will make all the difference. It really will.
And I couldn't have said it better, especially as a reviewer, just how many great stories suffer in contests mm-hmm. and on reviews because of the lack of editing. So
yeah, let me just add one more thing. I think it's the single most important marketing tool that any author, any writer can invest in is professional, hiring a professional editor.
I agree, and I learned it the hard way, so I've been on
me
both
too.
Sides. It's one of those
Absolutely.
Things that you have to hit the wall to kind of say, oh, okay, yeah, I better climb it.
Absolutely.
Well, Leona, it's certainly a pleasure talking to you again.
Thank you.
So
I really, really enjoyed it, Susan, and thank you so much for the opportunity. And it felt so good spending time with you and your listeners. And I want to say happy reading to all of you in writing.
Thank you so much. And listeners, again, I encourage you to check it out, jonathandickinson.org. Thank you so much for being here, and until next time.